In Minnesota, wildlife experts are looking at ways to keep the jumping Asian bighead carp and its cousins out of the state's waterways. One of the ideas being considered in a meeting Wednesday is a giant electrified fence that would run underwater across the Mississippi River. These fish are in the Mississippi. They're moving upstream. Joining us is Jay Rendell. He's program coordinator for the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources Exotic Species Program. Mr. Rendell, welcome to Day to Day, and tell us exactly where do these fish hail from?
The fish are from Asia. There are several species, as you indicated, silver carp, the bighead carp, black carp, and grass carp, that are all swimming upstream to different parts of the continent. And they have been initially introduced for supposedly beneficial purposes in the aquaculture industry.
So someone actually brought these fish over here on purpose. They got out there in the Mississippi, and what do they do?
Well, they're causing a number of problems. There's ecological problems where they're displacing native fish. They're causing recreational problems where they jump out of the water and hit people in boats and jump into boats. And we're quite concerned about those.
They jump out of the water into boats?
Yes. Apparently in Missouri and other states where the fish have become abundant, they will jump over boats, into boats, and people are apparently commonly carrying things along to keep the fish from jumping in their boats and hitting them.
How big are these fish?
They can range when they are in the mature size anywhere from 50 to 100 pounds.
You know, I have to confess that I read about this on an Associated Press Wire story, and I thought to myself, this is probably a gag that somebody has slipped this into, because there couldn't actually be 50-pound fish jumping into boats.
You make a good point. Most of these invasive species that are threatening our resources in North America are like science fiction. If we made the stories up, you wouldn't believe them, but they're actually true.
So you are thinking of building, and this is also out of the realm of science fiction, it seems, you're thinking of building an underwater electric fence across the Mississippi River that will keep these fish out of Minnesota.
Well, that's one of the ideas under consideration. There are fish barriers used to keep undesirable fish from moving into different locations all around the country.
Even if it worked, wouldn't it keep all the fish out? I mean, you can't tune that fence just to keep the carp out, can you?
No, you're correct. Native fish migration would be affected, and that's one of the concerns that we have about doing something like this. So there's many factors that have to be weighed before something would be built on this scale.
Mr. Rendell, are you a fisherman by any chance?
Yes, I do that.
Isn't there something kind of sort of interesting about a fish that would jump in your boat? I mean, maybe you should send all the fishermen down the Mississippi and keep all the species sacrosanct people up the Mississippi, and you could kind of defy things that way, because I would think these fish would be enormously appealing to fishermen.
Actually, I think there's been a variety of ideas have been presented. If you look at them jump out of the water, they look actually like a trap thrown out from clay pigeons at a trap range. And so that brings some ideas to people's minds.
Target practice?
Possibly.
With flying carp?
Think about it.
Jay Rendell, Program Coordinator for the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources Exotic Species Program. Good luck with your jumping carp, and thanks for joining us on Day to Day.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.